August 13th, 2018, and this is the Historic Landmarks Commission. I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff.
Hillary Adam.
The members of the commission here today are
Ernestina Fuenmayor,
Maya Fodi,
Annie Mahoney,
Kirk Ranzetta,
Kristen Miner,
Matthew Roman,
Wendy Chung.
Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So the first item on the agenda today is items of interest to the commission.
I just have one small thing. We have the opportunity, if you choose, you can provide a different email address than you normally use so that it all of your commission business can be tied to that email address. So I just wanted to put it out there for you guys. If you wanted to think about that, it can, in terms of records requests, it can make it simpler because then you could just go to that single email address and pull everything from there. Also, you know, typically you're supposed to copy me on all correspondence, and I am the official keeper of that correspondence, so you don't have to worry about it as much. But just for your personal and other work business, if you want to keep commission business separate, you can create a separate email address and give that to us. So I know Wendy recently did that. A couple other commissioners have done that. So I just want to make sure that you all know that that's an option for you if you want. Technically, we can give you a portlandoregon.gov email, but it's pretty easy to figure out how to find you with one of those email addresses. So you might want something like a Gmail account or a Yahoo.
Can I ask a question? And mm-hmm. Wendy might know best, but whose responsibility is it to call through the 10,000 emails I have in my email box and figure out which ones are for you guys and which ones? Because mm-hmm. on some level, if I don't care if you read every one of my emails for the last 25 years, they're not public record unless they pertain to a case.
Right, but they're none of our business. So that's a reason why you might want to set up this separate email. I believe it's the auditor's responsibility.
So would they pay to do that if I just gave them everything?
Whoever requested it would. Okay. They would image your hard drive, and then they would hire a consultant to, you know, go through them.
I'm probably going to set up another email address, and I apologize to those of you who have struggled through my other email address.
I think that's a good idea too. I might also do that. It's a good reminder.
I wasn't here for the last hearing. This was not related to your public or your records request.
This is just something that we're offering
tangential.
To everybody.
We're not hitting your
I'm freaking out
like this is snowballing and we're all going to get up public.
Don't send me anything in an email that you wouldn't want the world to see because I may give all my emails.
I started hearing you saying you're, and for the most part I do try to copy you on everything, but every once in a while I respond quickly. Not recently.
No, this is just so that you can keep commission business separate from the rest of your life basically.
But it does help with public records requests just because you don't have a situation where, you know, somebody's imaging your computer.
I don't mean to be cavalier at all about it. So I just wanted to be clear, like, who's had to pay if I had all my emails requested for that.
The requester has to, they give an estimate, and then they decide whether or not they want to pay to have that done.
Right, perfect. Thank you.
So if you guys are interested, can you let us know by the next hearing date that you do want one and what that is? And then we'll start a new list of everybody's email addresses and make sure everybody has that list. Mm-hmm. So by August 27th.
And I have tried to copy you on all my emails. There were some early emails, but when I first joined the commission, where that policy wasn't maybe quite as clear to everybody, where there might have been a few, but I've tried to make sure that I'm copying you on everything. So
I have a question about like really old stuff. You know, I've been on the commission for a couple of years, 2.5 years, I guess, now. And, you know, I have this big folder of Portland Historic Landmarks Commission, and I just throw everything in there that's kind of vaguely relevant. Is there a better way to do that? I mean, I do definitely want copies of like letters we've written, because a lot of times they help inform, you know, a new issue or project that, you know, we're looking at. Well, not project, but legislative stuff anyway. So I like to keep those really easily accessible, but I feel like old emails, you know, especially if you were copied the way you're supposed to, then I should be able to like just delete them, right?
Yeah. If I'm copied, you can delete.
In fact, the city attorney told me you should treat it like toxic waste. So in other words, copy them and then you can delete it immediately. But the problem is that you might want it.
Yeah.
So if, you know, but if you copy the staff, that's, you know, she said that it, she said, think of it as the city has hazmat suits and we have the ability to handle it, but you guys don't. And so if you want, you know, treat it like toxic waste because you can't handle it like the way we can, because we have tools. So best to just copy the staff and then delete it.
Delete it.
Yeah. And I do keep copies of all the letters that you've written.
Sure.
So, I mean, if you need something, you can ask and I can find it.
Okay.
On that point, but slightly separate topic, I think that's a great thing for new commissioners to have maybe a little bit of access to, kind of to see what have the positions been sort of tracking over time, and not that we're wed to those, but it, I think it's sort of like orientating to understand what recent correspondence has come out of the commission so that you can decide whether you agree with it or not and figure out what you want to do about that. So
that's a good point.
So that's it for now.
All right. Thank you, Hillary. Okay, so the next item on our agenda is